Hello, Benjamin. Thank you for taking the time to do this interview with us today. The aim of this interview is to give us an overview of what is industry academic collaboration for you and for your university. So my first question would be, what is industrial collaboration for you, for your university, and what are the different models, like out-licensing, co-development, consulting, for example, that you have experienced?
Yeah, so thank you for the question. In my work, I spend about 50% of my time doing research and 50% clinical work. So my research tends to be more translational with an eye towards commercialization and clinical translatability. So for me, working with industry is very important because I find that to be a critical step to advancing some of our benchtop and maybe investigator-initiated clinical work into broader patient care. So for me, that takes multiple forms. I think probably the most common thing I do is consultation, mostly for device companies because I'm a surgeon, and so that tends to be the most germane, although I do some work for pharmaceutical companies as well. But then with respect to my research, most of that is out licensing and in some cases working on some startup companies where the intellectual property is licensed from the university by the company that I may be also a co-founder of. So it's really sort of runs the gamut of those areas.
Thank you for this first reply. So during those collaboration, what are the challenges you faced and how did you overcome them?
Well, I think the challenges, and there are several challenges when it comes to sort of taking academic work and commercializing it and working with industry. And I think the first challenge is understanding where work that we're doing in the lab or again with patients has clinical and commercialization potential. Most clinicians and scientists are not trained to do business plans and market analysis and that sort of thing. And so it's not always clear that even though we think something is a very good idea or very innovative, whether that it actually can translate into a commercializable entity of one form or another. I think understanding which projects have the most potential vis-a-vis industry is the first challenge. I think the second challenge is understanding the intellectual property pathway. Obviously, as academics, our main goal is to generate ideas and data and to publish. And it's not always clear, particularly if people are not very familiar with sort of this pathway, that publishing and putting things out into the public domain could actually impair your ability to secure intellectual property. So I think working closely with your tech transfer offices at your universities is important. Not just when an idea comes up, but also in anticipation of future work so that you can properly protect that intellectual property before, you know, you publish something and then it's in the public domain. And then I think the third aspect is how you negotiate the relationship with industry. There are, at least in the US, there are significant regulatory oversight with respect to how those interactions occur and how those dovetail with the university protocols. So those can be difficult to navigate. Generally, contracts like consulting contracts are pretty clear because they lay out sort of a pretty obvious quid pro quo and hourly consulting rate or equity or whatever it is that the investigator is going to gain from that relationship. But I think it gets a little bit more difficult when you're talking about out licensing or, and in particular, startup company type of work, because then the complexities of allocating equity and ownership can become quite complicated. And that, again, is not something most academicians are familiar with and may be at a relative disadvantage when negotiating with their business counterparts.
Thank you very much for this reply. My last question would be, would you encourage industrial companies to collaborate more with academic structures? And what would be your advice for them?
So with respect to my advice for companies, I missed the first part of the question, but with respect to what I would, how I would advise other companies, I think that they have to sort of meet investigators halfway. I think some companies take a very bottom line approach. And I think there are opportunities for growth on both sides. If a company can help to explain to an investigator that not just whether their particular current project is within the wheelhouse of the company, or they think that it has potential, but more to say, these are the types of pipelines that we're interested in. And if you were to work in these areas, there are potential for collaborations, for sponsored research agreements, and that sort of thing. So I think there's sort of a back and forth of education that an investigator can help industry to understand where the type of funding and regulatory standpoint. And then similarly, I think industry can help educate the investigators as to the types of projects that, you know, can have significant potential versus the ones that don't. And that may help guide the researcher in future projects and future collaborations.
Okay, thank you very much for all these replies. It was really helpful. Thank you, Benjamin, for this interview.
You're welcome. Thank you very much.